Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, praise the Lord once again. It's that time to eat. I don't know about you. Is it time to eat?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. We're today at Queen City Assistant Living. And like the Bible say, I love that. I think he put it in there just for times like this, where there's two or three gathered in his name, he's in the midst. Is that all right?
That's all right.
It is a great day when a few believers in Jesus Christ can come together and talk about him. I tell you, that's a good time. And I tell you, I'm excited about this message. The Lord has just been using a lot of things in my life, situations, and preparing me for today. You know, the title of our lesson today, or the sermon, is going to be, I'm Free. Two little words, I'm Free. So we're going to take a look at what we are free from. So I first would like to look at John chapter 8, and we're going to read a couple of verses here. John chapter 8, we're going to read 31 to 36. And we'll get right into it here. I don't like to waste time. John chapter 8, we're going to read 31 to 36. Man, this is good. It says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. See, because some people start, but they don't finish. They weren't true disciples. But he said, if you finish, then are you my disciples indeed. You got to go all the way with Jesus. There's no quitting. Remember, he chose you out to go all the way. You have to go all the way. That ain't even the part of the sermon, but that, the Lord just gave that to you. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they answered him, we are Abraham's seed. See, they were very confused here. I'll try to break this down. They answered him, we are Abraham's seed. We were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? They don't even know it. I will break it down here. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. So right there, he's telling them they don't think they're in bondage, but yet they are. They're looking at a world system. Jesus said, you are in the bondage of sin. And they missed it. But he told them right there. And it says, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. See, the servant is going to leave one day, but the son has that inheritance. It belongs to him. It's his. He's there forever. If the son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Let's pray. Father God, we come once again, Lord, just thanking you for your word. Lord God, we just thank you that you show up and show out so many times. Lord God, I'm just asking that you use this vessel of clay today, Lord God. I have nothing but my mouth to give today. Lord, this is your message. We ask that you come forth, Lord God, and do the things and show us the things, Lord, that we need to know. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So in our reading there, Jesus is talking to those Jews. And they say, hey, we weren't in bondage. Hey, we were born free. We're of Abraham. But Jesus let them know is that they are in the bondage of sin. Sin. So sin has to be dealt with. This is why God so loved the world. What? That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believed him shouldn't. Had not perished, but have everlasting life. Why did God do that? He loved us to give us his only son to pay the penalty for sin. You know, a lot of times people say, I'm saved, I'm saved. What are you saved from? What are you...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.